Hello, this is Chris Rocket from PromoteYourMusic.net with a sort of Neil Diamond-esque sort of introduction for you guys there. And this particular video is based on a new blog post that I'm writing for you guys called the 26 Email Music Marketing Hacks for Musicians or something like that anyway. So basically, I thought I would read it for you because, you know, I guess your eyes must be strained from all the millions and billions of stuff you must be reading online every day, too many YouTube videos. So basically, this post is going to give you a few different tactics you can use to increase the effectiveness of your email marketing, kind of like an email makeover. Just use these tips one at a time, because if you try and do them all in one go, your fingers will ache and turn blue. Let's get into this. I'm going to try and get through 26 of these things. Maybe I said 27 initially, but it's 26 lovely little tips, and we'll see how far we can get. Number one, make sure that your fans don't have to scroll down to view your email sign-up box, because I read a stat that 80% of people don't scroll down on a web page too. Your email sign-up box should be on every page of your site, so if you're using a blog, just put it in a sidebar widget. Number three, split test your email sign-up box to see which your fans respond to the best. Number four, it's a good idea to sign up for your own mailing list if you start to piss yourself off, you know that you might be doing something wrong. Number five, always include a forward to a friend link in every one of your emails. Number six, if you're using AWeber, they let you integrate your email sign-up box with Facebook, so you should definitely do that. Number seven, create an irresistible offer for your fans and make it really clear. I've found that 9 free tracks in big red letters works better than 500 words explanations. Number eight, whatever you offer your fans in exchange for their email address, make sure you give it to them on the thank you page or confirmation page. This will build trust right away. If you don't do this, then you're kind of dead to them. Number nine, regularly send your current fans free music and videos. It's like a bank. The more you invest, the more you will receive. Number 10, whenever someone emails you through the contact form on your website, make sure that you offer them the chance to join your fan list as well. Number 11, go around personally after every show and offer to send enthusiastic people free music, then collect their email address so that you can keep their promise. Number 12, whenever you connect with a new music industry contact, ask them if you can add them to your list. This is like kind of networking on autopilot, because if influential people join your list and your gang, then as they start to become fans, they'll contact you and offer help, hopefully. Use QR codes to drive offline people online. You need to come over to the website and get the link for that on the particular post. Number 14, put a link to your website and all merch, including t-shirts, CDs, banners, and even lovely sexy little thongs. Number 15, in every email you send to your list, let people know what you want them to do next. This is known as a call to action, and it does not have to be about buying your music. It could be liking your Facebook page or listening to your newly recorded stuff on YouTube. Every connection with your fans should have a call to action. Number 16, this is my personal opinion, but sending a newsletter packed with links is not effective. Email your subscribers more often and give them a link to one thing you want to tell them about. This avoids confusion. Number 17, split test subject lines of your emails to see what your fans respond to the best. Number 18, to come up with catchy subject lines, go through your own email inbox and see which emails you always open first and ask yourself why you do, and then try and learn what they did and make your own headlines pop. Number 19, use plain text emails because images are turned off by default in most email clients these days. Number 20, if you decide to ignore me and use HTML emails, then look at your emails in Outlook and Gmail to make sure they look okay as well. Number 21, make sure that your from name is correct. For instance, if your band name is Death by Seaman, you probably would not want your emails to come from Norman Peabody, your lovely drummer. Number 22, set up a series of autoresponders to introduce your new fans to your musical world. Number 23, to maximize the effectiveness of your autoresponders, make a note of the most successful one-off emails you send, and then just add those to your automatic follow-up sequence. Number 24, give your best stuff away for free, because people will be like, my God, that's amazing. If that's the free stuff, I'm going to get the paid stuff. Number 25, if you're using AWeber, it allows you to segment your list to people that don't open your emails. Segment them and try and re-engage them, so, you know, make offers or say, you know, like, I'm going to stop emailing you, or did you miss this? Number 26, capture the name as well as the email address, because if you can add the personal touch to your emails, then they'll be more effective. Like, hi Bob, how's it going? Rather than just like, we got a gig. That's it, 26 tips. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope it was clear. Any questions, Chris at PromoteYourMusic.net.